Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey making the switch to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company who shares your value system and doesn't funnel your money directly into evil operations that are designed to destroy us. This is a no-brainer, folks. I made the switch and I couldn't be happier. And as I said, I only come out and support something that I personally use and believe in. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is November 26th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight I'm going to provide a situation update, and there are certainly a lot of issues to discuss. And I thought I'd begin tonight with the news coming out that the Supreme Court is about to take on a case that could have very significant repercussions. So they're going to hear a case on November 23rd, is my understanding, pertaining to the election of 2020. As to whether federal officials blocked inquiries into the results of the election, and of course, the way that the vote was counted. Specifically, the question they're facing is whether Congress prevented over 100 inquiries into the election of 2020, which of course we know was the case, but whether or not the Supreme Court is actually going to acknowledge and rule on this has been very much up in the air until recently. Now, we know that the system has used and continues to use legalese and lawfare to skirt the issue and prevent the evidence from coming forward based upon quote-unquote standing, as we've talked about many times in the past. And this case appears poised to challenge the assertions of the establishment, which kept all of this evidence from being presented to the public. Now, of course, we've discussed DNI Radcliffe's role in failing to perform his duties by presenting a report to the president pursuant to his executive order, which, by the way, was a national emergency declared by Trump that enabled him to then implement continuity of government protocols and extend his powers as president, as Derek Johnson has pointed out. And we also know that this is what led to the federalization of 1 million members of the National Guard, in anticipation of the moment when this sting operation reaches its climax. And I don't think there's any real questioning at this point that there's a military operation underway. The evidence is just undeniable. When you look at the flight tracker apps and you listen to breakdowns from people like Monkey Works and, of course, Derek, it's abundantly clear that the National Guard, and by the way, you can go verify it yourself, the National Guard is engaged in covert operations, not just here in America, but all over the world. And we also have upwards of 14 foreign militaries operating in our airspace 24 hours a day. This is all a coordinated effort to root out evil. This is a global fight that involves military generals all over the world, who are under the command of President Trump as commander-in-chief, most importantly. And we know where this is ultimately going. We know what's happening beneath the surface. But on the surface, however, we also have to remember that there have been hundreds of legal actions taken across the country that have gone virtually nowhere because of the stonewalling within this corrupt system. So the question of whether or not we're going to be able to navigate our way out of this tyranny from within this matrix remains to be seen. Not very long ago, I would have said there's no possible way. In fact, I did say in so many words that there's no possible way that we have enough safeguards inside of our electoral system to ensure that we get the right type of candidates who could actually overcome the fraud and win and be able to pursue justice. However, we did make many inroads in the election, much to my surprise. And in the opening hours of their term, we saw a Republican-led Congress open an investigation into fake Biden, making specific mention of human trafficking. And the fact that this concept is becoming more and more entwined with the collective consciousness is just more evidence that the plan is working. So as time goes on, we've had victories along the way. And now that we know that we're in for the long haul, at least it very much appears that way at the moment, we're going to find out whether these victories were really Pyrrhic in nature or whether they will actually yield the result of justice that we demand. It's possible that it will. However, regardless of how it goes down, I happen to believe that the military has to get involved at a certain point in order to stabilize society during this interim period, because the enemy certainly has cards left to play in terms of false flag events. But you know, thinking back to 2020, it's truly incredible that we have witnessed such a mass miscarriage of justice, completely ignoring any honest notions to get to the truth. And I think it's fairly safe to say that this is what led a lot of you to begin seeking out the truth to begin with, because we had never seen such a brazen example play out the way that we did. Now, many of us woke up a long time ago, like I was talking about yesterday. Some of us have been awake for 30 years. Others, like myself, have been awake for 10 years, 10 plus years. But we can't forget that the election of 2020 did indeed spur a lot of people to begin seeking out the truth. And what's even more astonishing is that they appear to have gotten away with it up to this point, at least on the surface. And it's also astonishing, by the way, that so many people still believe that Joe Biden won the election and that there's no such thing as election fraud. But we know that behind the scenes and beneath the surface, Trump and the Patriots have it all. They've tracked the election fraud since 2016 in real time. And I do believe that the true results of all of these elections from then until now will ultimately be a part of this disclosure. And I also think that it's very likely that when this information finally comes out, the military will govern for an interim period before new elections can be held. And certainly, in terms of the Supreme Court, if it turns out that this ruling ends up being favorable, there's a potential that over 300 members of Congress could be arrested, and the Biden regime would essentially collapse in the process. And that would force the military to step in to conduct new elections. Now, obviously, we don't know what the ruling's going to be. And yes, cynically, I suppose, or perhaps you might even say, from certain people's perspective, realistically, some people are wondering if this is the next date or event that we're building up in our minds only to be disappointed. And I can't fault folks for that. But I have to say that this certainly does have the potential to set off a crisis that only the military could quell. And that's what we've been looking for this entire time. We've been anticipating this would be the case all along. So, will this be another example of justice denied? Or as we say, no justice within the justice system? Or rather, are we in for a surprise? Well, folks, rather than speculate one way or another, especially on the heels of what we've all been through recently, I'll just say that this is a very important case to watch. But I'm not going to go so far as to make any predictions one way or another. Obviously, we've been hearing rumors about the Supreme Court for a while now. And let's not forget, we've been very pleasantly surprised by some of their rulings, especially as it pertains to the Second Amendment and Roe versus Wade. But will they actually make a ruling that will lead to justice for 2020? Will the Supreme Court pave the way for the diamonds to be returned, as we've been promised? Well, it's possible. I certainly do believe that the diamonds will be returned one way or another, regardless of the Supreme Court, but this is a very interesting aspect to watch. And like I said, although I can't say that this is necessarily going to be the mechanism that delivers justice? I certainly think there's a very strong possibility that it could, and I'll leave it at that. Now, Tucker Carlson, on the topic of COVID, had a very interesting interview segment the other night that highlighted the news that people, it's now coming out, people who took the vaccine and the boosters now constitute a majority of COVID deaths. Huh. So I guess this isn't a pandemic of the unvaccinated after all. I guess all of those individuals who told the public that we were literally going to kill our friends and neighbors by resisting the vaccine were actually doing that exact thing that they were accusing us of by encouraging everyone and coaxing everyone to get a shot that was entirely unsafe. And of course, they knew that right from the beginning. This was premeditated evil deployed and made possible by the propaganda machine that the enemy has built to near perfection. Even the Pfizer trials, which they buried, showed that the so-called vaccine was not safe, despite Fauci, or the actor playing him, rather, who on his way out the door is still claiming that the evidence on the data points to the vaccines being safe. This is a total inversion of reality. It's completely at odds with all of the statistical data. Even the numbers that the government are putting out there for the public to see. So this has to be red-pilling a lot of people. It's just unfortunate that we can't see it happening at a more rapid pace in our own personal lives. And I suppose that some people are, but, I mean, they have to be. But like I spoke about in my coffee chat just the other day, this hasn't been the case for people in my personal life. The people around me, for the most part, are still unwilling to open their eyes. Which is why I believe we need a shock event, which could come in many forms, I acknowledge, most of which we've dissected and discussed and wargamed on this show. However, it remains entirely possible that the truth about this genocidal plot will, in fact, constitute the near-death experience along with all of the disclosure about satanic ritual abuse and human trafficking. And it appears with every passing day that we're getting closer and closer to that inevitable moment when a critical mass of people recognize the truth about the jab and human trafficking as well. But let's just stay focused on the jab for the moment. More people have been injured by this mandatory vaccine that was forced on so many, not just here in the United States, as we know, all over the world. But here in the United States, more people have been injured by this mandatory vaccine than by all of the other vaccines administered within this country for the past 30 years. And yet we still have Fauci and this criminal establishment, this medical mafia, and their sick big pharma leviathan that masquerades as a well-intentioned body when in reality, it's mere camouflage for a monstrous genocidal machine. And I continue to pray every single day that more people will see this, more people will open their eyes, because it doesn't appear that the enemy has any intention of slowing down. And I have to say, it doesn't appear that the White Hats are going to intervene to stop this biological warfare in the foreseeable future. But I have to also acknowledge, perhaps that's the way that it's supposed to appear for tactical reasons. Nothing is as it seems. And of course, this all ties back into the mainstream media. As Tucker points out, you never hear the voices of people who are injured by the vaccine. The people who have lost loved ones, you never hear their stories on mainstream networks. Now, of course, Fox is a mainstream network, and there are a lot of things we can say about Fox and have said about Fox. But the reality is, when they tell the truth, I have to give them credit for it. But we understand the reason that this hasn't come out on the mainstream media networks is because they're too busy gaslighting you and programming you to continue believing their lies based upon this sick confidence game. So back to Tucker Carlson. He had this woman on who ended up having such bad complications from the jab that she nearly went blind due to blood clots in her eye. And as if that wasn't enough, she and her husband are also facing fertility issues that could cause birth defects and or massive complications during pregnancy. Two of the myriad of issues that the real doctors warned us about way back when. And predictably, this woman he interviewed told all of us that initially, none of the doctors wanted to acknowledge, and to this day, most of her doctors still refuse to acknowledge that this was caused by the vaccine, by the bioweapon. And of course, we understand why, folks. I've talked about this before. The doctors who told their patients and continue to tell their patients that this vaccine is safe and effective are going to be held accountable. Mark my words. And the reason I can say that is because these dangerous side effects, these deadly side effects, if you even want to call them side effects, because I think you would agree with me that these shots were intended to do exactly what they're doing now. They were always intended to injure. They were always intended to kill. But all of these adverse reactions were documented from day one when these kill shots were rolled out to the public. All of it was in the literature, and the doctors had a responsibility to know what was in them. And if they didn't, bare minimum, they're criminally negligent. But we know the truth, and it's a sad truth, and that is that many of these doctors are truly sick individuals. And to this day, they are in on this genocidal plot. I'm not pointing the finger at your family doctor, but I'm just telling you, folks, you're going to find out at the end of the day. And when you do, discover how many of these doctors, the people that you've placed your trust in all of your life, who've told you that these shots are safe and effective, when in reality they knew just the opposite. It is going to be so sickening. Words can't even describe what this is going to do to the public trust in our medical industry. And I suppose this has all been part of the plan to collapse that wing of the deep state as well. And yes, many of these doctors, sure, some of them may be programmed. Some of them may have just sold out for money. Some of them may just be idiots and believe the propaganda. But I guarantee you, we're going to find out that a great many of these sick sons of bitches are evil to the core. And we've spent all of these years venerating them simply because they wear white lab coats. But the simple reality, folks, even when you put all emotion aside, is that informed consent is a complete joke, especially when it came to COVID. And if you want to be informed, don't rely on what these doctors are telling you. Do your own research. Because what they want is your consent, not to keep you informed. They only want half of what that term represents. And I got news for you, folks. If you think that we've seen a lot of people die from this, which we haven't seen anything yet. This weapon was designed to auto-replicate. It has sentient AI substances that specifically target weaknesses within the immune system and general functioning of each individual body that it gets injected into. And as Dr. Madej has pointed out, the hydrogel infusion tricks the body into accepting this foreign substance that rewrites your genetic code in an effort to either kill you or transform you into something less than human. and certainly disconnected from God. Folks, we've understood for a long time that this die-off would be a progressive one. Most of the doctors who were telling the truth about this told us that it was going to take about 2 years before we would see this mass casualty event, these mass die-offs happen. And that's exactly what's been happening, and it's only going to continue to get worse as days turn into weeks and weeks turn into months. And if we don't see any action, months turn into years, it's going to get worse and worse. The good news is that the mainstream media is now being forced to admit that vaccinated Americans account for the majority of the COVID deaths. Not only that, 58% of people who are struggling and dying with health-related issues have been vaccinated. And like I said a moment ago, I guarantee you that percentage will continue to rise. Despite all the horrors that we've seen associated with the COVID kill shot, we haven't even really begun to see this mass casualty event that's coming. That's as a result of this war crime. It's very possible that more than 3 billion people could die from this when it's all said and done. Dr. David Martin recently came out and he revealed these shocking statistics. This is going to happen, unless, of course, the White Hats have an ace in the hole, a trump card, if you will, to counter these effects. And we've talked about this in the past. And not only that, they have to have the ability to deploy it globally in a very short amount of time. Now, we've seen and heard reports that this is the case, but as of right now, we're still witnessing this carnage take place. And once again, this just illustrates the power of the mainstream media to keep people in ignorance. I mean, folks, we have literal videos of Albert Bourla, the demonic CEO of Pfizer, openly saying on video that he and his evil comrades plan on reducing the population by 50%. Openly admits it to a crowd of people who burst into applause. We've got PCR tests laced with luciferase. It is truly astounding the degree to which the programming has still held up in people, despite all of this cascading evidence that the White Hats are using to push consciousness in the direction that it needs to go. And this is exactly what Trump was talking about when he told us in his speech that not enough people are awake yet. Not enough people know what's going on. And this is really where we need to break the fear-based conditioning of MKUltra. SG Anon pointed this out when we were having this discussion the other day. Fear-based programming is relatively weak, but it's still effective. And I pointed out many times that the infrastructure of the mainstream media is exactly what keeps that programming in place and keeps folks living in fear. The simple reality is that the sleepers want to believe the mainstream media because the truth is too frightening for them. And like I've said many times, as long as the mainstream media is there to provide a deceptive narrative that enables people to continue hitting that snooze button, to continue stewing in their ignorance, and therefore insulated from having to change anything about themselves, the matrix remains in place. So yet again, it begs the question, how long is the mainstream media going to be allowed to stay in place? That's the primary weapon of the enemy at this point. We understand that the White Hats are allowing them to destroy themselves. And yet, at the same time, we recognize that people aren't going to awaken until that process is complete. And so, yes, I do believe that they're allowing the mainstream media to walk into their own grave, so to speak. And yet, the flip side of that coin is that in that process, many millions of people, perhaps even billions, like I said a moment ago, are going to walk into their graves as well. Now, I still maintain my belief that this decision was by far the lesser of two evils when compared to global civil war and world war, but it doesn't change the horrific nature of what we're going through. It doesn't change the losses that we've all sustained in the process and will continue to. This is a near-death experience for the entire world. And the irony of that is that it's an actual death experience for so many people. The ending is not for everyone, as we know. And the cost of war is never an easy subject. All we can do is hope and pray that this does come to an end before the cabal accomplishes their goal, which I do believe it will. I don't believe that the White Hats are going to allow 3.5 million people to die. But that's just my opinion. I don't really know how far this is going to go, how long it's going to go on. There's no denying that millions of people have already died. And this is one of the many host of reasons that we continue to fight on. Despite the pain and the suffering and the disappointment and the disillusion along the way. Because there really is no other way. Especially when you're dealing with an enemy that's hell-bent on your destruction. There really is no other option but to fight. We have no other ground to stand on, folks. But the good news, as we all know, is that this illusion can't go on forever. And I do believe that the White Hats are counting on that. The way that the control of information has shifted is entirely upending the paradigm of the establishment, albeit slower than we may want it to. But this is a gradual process of allowing the enemy to destroy itself and to destroy any credibility that they have left. And let's not fool ourselves into thinking that they don't have a massive amount of sway in terms of establishing and shaping the narrative. Clearly, at this point, they still do. But it's also evident as these trends continue, and as time goes on and more truth comes out about the election and about COVID, the confidence game of the mainstream media is no longer going to work. Once you've lost credibility and nobody is listening to you anymore, and we're not there yet, folks, but we're getting there, what do you have left? And what's more, who's accountable? These monsters are fighting for their lives. And they know that once a certain threshold is crossed, they're not going to be able to walk down the street anymore. And yes, I still believe that with every passing day, we are getting closer to that exact eventuality. It's inevitable. But again, this all has to do with control of information, and by extension, control of the narrative. None of this would be possible if we, the people, the truther community, the awakened patriots, were not out there countering their narratives. And of course, had we not also established our own communication infrastructure. And that brings us into a conversation about Elon Musk, who is playing a role, a very important, vital, key role, to commandeer the deep state megaphone back to we the people. Now, you've heard both myself and my guest talk a lot about Elon Musk and how important his role is going to be in exposing the operations of the deep state all over the world. And this is not just in terms of Twitter silencing the voices of dissent against the establishment. That would be monumental in and of itself. But the truth is, this goes far beyond that. His ultimate aim is to completely unravel the deep state communication system. And in the process, expose to the public how the establishment operates behind the scenes, all of the corruption. In his most recent announcement, he pledged to go after Antifa and other accounts that are using Twitter to incite riots and to coordinate violent domestic terrorist activity. And I happen to believe that in the process, as we follow the money, we're going to come to discover that Twitter was actually financially compensated by elements of the cabal to actively censor accounts that they viewed as a threat to undermining their narrative. Now, obviously, we have long recognized the double standard of big tech. The fact that known terrorists can propagandize and coordinate to incite violence using that platform, but ordinary Americans who express a simple desire for justice or question a narrative are demonized and locked out of the conversation. The same way it went with COVID. And really, every other issue. This is nothing new. However, what Elon Musk is doing, most likely the result of a deal that he made with the White Hats, given his sordid past, let's just leave it at that, is to entirely unravel the web of corruption that is all interconnected within the military, industrial, pharmaceutical, media complex. Not only that, he has openly announced, and this is really exciting, that he's going to be manufacturing an entirely new phone if Apple and Google remove Twitter from their app store, causing a firestorm of speculation that these could be the Q phones that we've been hearing so much about, no doubt connected to Starlink. And for those who don't know, by the way, I'll just provide a little bit of information about Starlink because I do get questions from my audience about this. Starlink is essentially the world's first constellation satellite system using low Earth orbit. And whereas most satellite internet service providers come from a single geostationary satellite that orbits the Earth at roughly, I think it's 35,000 kilometers, Starlink is able to communicate with satellites at a much lower altitude. And the reason that this is important is because if you're dealing with a geostationary satellite that's 35,000 kilometers away, the round-trip data time between user and satellite, known as latency, is really high, which makes it nearly impossible to support streaming, online gaming, video calls, anything that uses a high amount of data. So this constellation is of thousands of satellites that orbit the planet much closer to Earth. I think it's about 550 kilometers. And they cover the entire planet. And because the satellites orbit close to Earth, that latency time is drastically reduced. And therefore, access to internet functionality is dramatically expanded. And so it's very much my belief, and by the way, there's a lot more information about Starlink. That's just a quick overview. But it's very much my belief that not only the internet and all the infrastructure that goes with it, but also the quantum financial system, the quantum voting system, and virtually every other aspect of civilian communication, and perhaps some military as well, will be run through Starlink. This truly is the wave of the not-too-distant future, folks. Just as soon as we arrive at that critical mass of consciousness that we've been talking about for so long, that we've heard Juan O'Savin talk about for so long, and in fact, he recently mentioned that over the past couple of weeks, that critical mass, those numbers, have actually been observed for the first time. Now again, dovetailing with what I said before, all of us are continuing to monitor the awakening of folks in our own lives. Many of us are still seeing that disconnect. But the flip side of the coin, the great news, is that virtually every verifiable statistic is pointing to the public moving in the right direction. And I think what's observed anecdotally isn't always a true barometer of awakening. I was thinking about this yesterday in the wake of my coffee chat. And what I mean by that is that many people who are beginning to ask questions are not yet prepared to verbalize what's going on inside of their minds due to that fear-based MKUltra programming that's upheld by the mainstream media, like we touched upon a moment ago. But as we know, there are massive gaping holes being blown in the enemy narrative with every passing day. We've recently seen CBS, I think it was Catherine Herridge specifically, come out and report that, in fact, the files on the Hunter Biden laptop are real. Well, imagine that. Of course, they don't mention how many times they called it a conspiracy theory in the past, nor do they accept any accountability for being dead wrong and gaslighting the public and deceiving everyone yet again. No. They just act as if it's news. And by the way, on the topic of Hunter Biden, those of you who listened to my discussion the other day with SG Anon heard him corroborate my theory that Hunter Biden did leave that laptop on purpose, and that this entire process was set in motion by the White Hats in order to function as a vehicle to expose or to begin to prime the pump ahead of mass exposure of their darkest crimes. Crimes that, quite frankly, can't even hold a candle to the evil of COVID. It's hard to hear myself say it, but I believe that to be true. I've said this before, COVID is just the tip of the iceberg once we get into a conversation about crimes against humanity. That's not to downplay a worldwide genocidal plot, but folks, we know it gets way darker once you go down that rabbit hole. And there's no question in my mind that the alliance made a deal with Hunter to help bring down the cabal, to inform on them, and I wouldn't be surprised to find out that he was one of the first chinks in the armor that the alliance sought to exploit in order to begin the process of disclosure. And as we get deeper into the disclosure process, we're going to see more and more connections to the financial tools that were used to enslave us. And obviously, the biggest example of that right now is FTX, which is not only exposing crypto's connections to money laundering, but it's also having the effect of outing individuals who are actively promoting it. And this, of course, is another element of this brilliant strategy to begin to shift the public narrative against all of these celebrities that the public has been programmed to idolize, just like doctors. Now, the media has been totally whitewashing this story about FTX. They're trying to turn it into another Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme on steroids in order to throw the public off of the truth of the matter, which is that FTX and that entire operation, being one of the largest crypto exchanges in the world and being tied to very influential people, is the foremost example of what a vast majority of the crypto market really is. And that, in essence, is a money laundering tool. And of course, a scheme to co-opt and misdirect public consciousness, rising to the level of awareness that our fiat currency is really worth nothing. So they created this fraudulent tool that appears to be far better on the surface as an alternative to the fiat dollar. But the reality is that these so-called assets are really backed by nothing, and therefore are, in essence, no different than the fiat dollar. Now, obviously, there are some exceptions, like I've talked about, XRP being an example. Now, I'm not going to get into XRP, but just to be clear, there are some digital assets that are actually going to survive. At least this is what I believe. But certainly Bitcoin and a vast majority of this cryptocurrency market is going away. At least that's my belief. So the trick that they were trying to pull, and they did successfully pull on a lot of people, was to convince them to transfer their wealth into a market that lacks any sort of regulation, which a lot of people think is a good thing. And we could debate that on another day. But certainly that lack of regulation enabled them to maximize their criminal activity by laundering literal blood money. And of course, the mainstream media doesn't want you to know any of this, so they're doing all they can to try to control the narrative as usual, but it's not working. This is going to unravel the entire crypto market, which has to happen as a part of this controlled demolition. Certain assets that have value due to their utility and their technological infrastructure, like XRP, will likely have a future, at least in the short term. But the cabal-controlled cryptocurrency market is being exposed publicly for what it is. And they're using this FTX scandal as a vehicle to do that. Cryptocurrency has always been a Trojan horse financial tool to move illicit funds all over the world. So what this is going to do, ultimately, is bring down a whole bunch of people. And we already see a list of names in the media that's only going to grow in the coming days and weeks and months. And it's also worth noting that this exchange was used directly to funnel money into Ukraine. And certainly there are going to be geopolitical implications due to the fact that this was one of the major sources of revenue for Zelensky's regime. So it's important for folks to understand what this story is really about and the likelihood that it's going to have implications far beyond what we've even come to discover in the weeks to come in terms of exposing very high-profile individuals and their connections to crimes against humanity. That's where this is ultimately leading. I do believe that it's very likely we're going to find out that there is a massive connection between what we know as cryptocurrency and the human trafficking network all over the world. So what we're seeing on the surface right now is really just a sugarcoating, if you will. This is way more than just a Ponzi scheme. And the implications go far beyond laundering money back to the Democratic Party to fund their midterm campaigns, which I do believe is true, as the Gateway pundit reported. But that pales in comparison to what crypto is really connected to. And this is going to come out in the weeks ahead. And very interestingly, the FTX scandal is tied directly in to the maneuvering of none other than Kanye West. And it was really interesting. Q the Storm Rider, who folks know I follow, put out a post about this just yesterday. Now, obviously, there was a reported rift between Trump and Kanye that was entirely misrepresented by the mainstream media, as always. They reported that Kanye West went to visit Trump and arranged a meeting with him and brought two uninvited guests, one of which I think was Nick Fuentes. And supposedly, Kanye asked Trump to be his running mate in 2024. And according to the story, Trump responded that he would never win. And then there was some sort of a falling out that occurred. Kanye told the media that Trump started banging on the table and screaming at him, etc., etc. But obviously, we know that's not the truth. So according to Q the Storm Rider, Kanye is playing a very important role to expose the music industry and major brands that are connected to global banks and firms involved in cryptocurrency and using it as a means of money laundering. And the reason for his reported rift with Trump is so that 45 will be insulated from the shitstorm that Kanye West is getting prepared to unleash upon the music industry, upon the entertainment industry as a whole, which, as we know, is connected in every way and at every level to the deep state, to the cabal. This is all a setup to ultimately break the programming, specifically in this case, within the black community. What we're witnessing right now is a seed being planted that will ultimately decimate the base of support of the Democratic Party. And I guess you could say the entire establishment by extension. The support that they've enjoyed as a direct result of hoodwinking the African-American community at every turn. And as Storm Rider points out, there are 90 million plus Americans who listen to rap music, who listen to hip-hop, that are going to be in for the red pill of a lifetime by the time Kanye West is through. Everything that you are seeing right now is a setup. And in the end, it's going to come out that dark elements of military intelligence have been running the hip-hop industry with very evil objectives. And it's not hard to see when you look at the music and you listen to the lyrics and you hear the content and you analyze the culture. All of this is going to be exposed by the actions of Kanye West and several other rappers, by the way, who are actually working for the good guys. And so, in closing tonight, despite all of the disillusion, anger, frustration, and every other negative emotion that we've been experiencing lately, I wanted to leave you folks with this message. And hopefully it'll be one that'll once again restore your faith that we are indeed headed in the right direction. And that this operation, this military sting operation, is moving forward exactly as it was intended to. And all of us, as we continue this journey together, we continue to be students. We continue to broaden our understanding and our perspectives and expand our consciousness in the process of discovering amidst all the fog of war, the truth beneath the surface. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Please let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did. Make sure you follow me on all the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Also, check out the link in the description to follow me on Telegram and Truth Social. And speaking of links in the description, a couple other ones that I want to bring to your attention real quick. PatriotUnderground.shop. I have a whole bunch of items in there, very affordably priced. This is a great way to pick up a t-shirt or a coffee mug or a beer mug or a hoodie or a sticker or who knows, all of the above if you can afford it, to support my work and help me to continue to dedicate more of my time and my energy to podcasting. This is ultimately really where I want to be. And this is what I want to be doing full time. So you can support me that way. You can also do so on Patreon. There's a link in the description, and all of my videos, unless I have some sort of technical difficulties, will get uploaded to Patreon first as a nod of respect and appreciation and gratitude for all of my patrons. So thank you everybody out there who has chosen to support me financially. I really do appreciate it. God bless each and every one of you. And finally, folks, before I leave you tonight, I want to remind everybody to check out the link in the description for PatriotSwitch.com, the best store that you are going to find for your household, your personal products, your supplements, your essential oils. The list goes on and on. This is by far the best company that I've ever discovered. And the best part about it, folks, is these products are made right here in America. They support American families, American jobs. And you can rest assured that instead of giving your hard-earned money to the enemy by going into the big box conglomerates, you now have a much better option. And your hard-earned money can go toward causes and into the pockets of people who are supporting financially the same initiatives that all of us are fighting for and promoting. It takes a village, folks. This is a global effort. We are engaged in a war, and we need to hit the enemy where it hurts. So reallocate your financial resources as I've done, and more than, I think, 250 members of my audience already have signed up and are absolutely blown away. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, thank you for listening. I'll be back on Monday with an interview with the great Dr. Jim Willie. Until then, God bless and Godspeed, everyone. Patriot out.